Hi, I'm Keertana Tiwari and you're tuned into another episode of Your Money and COVID-19. This is a special Simply Save mini-series where we pick out one portion of your money box and simplify it for you. Our aim is to make your money as robust as possible. Yesterday we spoke about how crucial a health insurance policy really is. Today we'll be talking about the RBI moratorium that the government has given us to postpone our EMIs on loans if our income has stopped due to the COVID-19 crisis. I have with me Money Control's personal finance editor, Kezad Adijania, and he's here to tell us what we should do with our EMIs.
Hi, Kezad. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Keertana. Good to be back.
Kezad, we're talking about the RBI moratorium.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what exactly this is?
Okay, so back to basics. The government has taken many measures to help citizens tied over the financial crisis caused by COVID-19. So what has happened is that because of the stress in the sectors that have been affected by economic downturn or business downturn due to the onset of COVID-19, many industries and companies are in a stress position, you know, and especially companies in the travel and tourism sector, airline sector. And there is a chance that employees in these industries may not receive their salaries this month and possibly for 2-3 months ahead. You may also have a small business, but if your shop is closed or if your business is shut, then also your income gets impacted. Now, to ensure that you don't have to bear the burden of paying your EMIs in these times, the RBI has allowed this moratorium. What it says is that you take some rest, don't pay your EMIs of March, April and May, right? Then after these three months, you can again get back to paying your EMIs.
Okay.
I mean, here's hoping that, the coronavirus scare will get done by the end of June or something, but I don't know how feasible that is from the looks of it. But at least the intention of RBI at the moment has been to give a leeway of 3 months. Okay, so you don't pay your EMIs for the next 3 months and it won't be counted as a default. But after these 3 months is over, you have to get back to paying your EMIs, and whatever EMIs or interest that you haven't paid right now, you will have to pay them eventually.
But are you saying that my EMIs for the month of March, April, May are forgiven?
So they are not forgiven. It is not a loan holiday. It is a deferment, really. Okay, so for the next 3 months, you don't have to pay your EMIs, but that does not mean that these EMIs are forgiven. You will have to pay them eventually because your interest rate will get compounded. So after June, either your loan tenure gets extended or your EMI will increase from June onwards, depending on how you choose to pay back. But you will have to pay back the entire loan amount and even the accumulated interest. So it's a deferment, really, if you ask me.
Okay, so there is a price to pay for this moratorium.
Of course, exactly. There is a privilege. This privilege is not for free. Okay, what you do get are two things. Okay, you get a temporary relief,
right?
One, and two, if you opt for this moratorium and do not pay for the next 3 months, then it is not counted as a default and your credit score does not get adversely impacted. Normally, what happens is that in a normal course of time, if you are paying an EMI, and if you choose not to give your EMI for the next 3 months or 4 months or whatever it is because you're facing some financial difficulties, then you're considered to be a defaulter and your credit score gets impacted adversely. So these things will not happen. That is a temporary relief that you will get.
Right.
But if you opt for the moratorium, then interest on these 3 months EMIs will get compounded over a period of time. So, as I said, it's not free lunch, right? It's EMI deferment. So you will have to pay your EMIs. So choose this option very carefully because, depending on when you took that loan. See, for example, you could have taken a loan, let's say 20 years ago, and you just have 4-5 months to go, right? On the other hand, you may have taken this loan just last year and you still have 19 or 20 more years to go. So depending on your amount of loan, depending on when you took the loan and how many more months are remaining for you to pay your EMIs, your number of total number of EMIs may go up drastically. We did some calculations with the help of an external provider. And we wrote about it on moneycontrol.com if you care to read that article. It's a very interesting table that we have made. For somebody who has just started paying their EMIs, like last year or the year before that or in recent past, then we've done some permutations, combinations, some assumptions we have made. But for three EMIs that you skip, you can actually end up paying 16 or 15 more EMIs.
Okay.
So there's a cost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does this include credit cards as well in this moratorium?
Yes, credit cards are also included in the moratorium. But so basically, if you have credit card dues, they will also they can also be included in the moratorium, and you could choose to pay them later. But please remember, credit card debt is the most dangerous of all the loans. I told you earlier, Kirtana, that this is not a loan holiday. It's a deferment. You will have to pay all your EMIs eventually.
Right.
Okay. In a credit card, what happens is that they charge interest as high as 35 to 40% interest per annum. Right. On a credit card debt. So it's the most expensive of all debts. It's like a ticking time bomb. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you must try to pay your credit card bills on time. For a home loan borrower, paying after the moratorium will still be manageable. But credit card, if you let it go through this moratorium, if you take advantage of this moratorium for your credit card dues, then it could balloon into something much bigger. So be very careful when you talk about, when you think about including credit cards in moratorium.
And if I want to take part in this moratorium, how do I let my bank know?
So different banks have different procedures, Kirtana. You can simply start by calling up your bank's phone banking service or visit the website of your bank to get to know more details. Chances are that by now, your bank would have already got in touch with you and given you an option of how to opt for a moratorium if you want one. Okay, some banks are made it easier. You can apply online. Some banks, you have to send an email application. And some banks basically give you an automatic moratorium for all the borrowers. If you still wish to opt out, then you need to proactively contact the bank immediately and tell them that, look, I am in a position to pay my loans and I don't want the moratorium.
Right.
That is what we have been always advising our readers, that look, moratorium facility is there, but if you are getting your salary on time, if your company is not much affected by this COVID-19 crisis, if your job, if your income is not affected, if you're getting your salaries, business income, everything on time, then please continue to pay your loans. Don't opt for the moratorium just because it's there. The moratorium has been offered only in case if you're really facing a financial crunch because of your COVID-19 crisis.
Right. But Kezad, you also mentioned in a previous podcast that it's important to have an emergency corpus.
Yes.
And especially during the pandemic times, it's better to keep a bigger one.
Correct.
So wouldn't it be a good idea to, you know, take the moratorium and, you know, save up money for any kind of emergency that this pandemic may throw up?
No, Kirtana, I would not agree with that. See, as far as I'm concerned, a debt is a debt. Okay. Because if you're taking a moratorium right now, despite having an emergency corpus in place, then you are actually going to end up as a loser because you're going to pay more interest eventually. Okay. You're going to pay more interest. It's not an EMI holiday. You're going to pay more interest eventually. You're going to have to pay your EMIs eventually, all your EMIs. So your interest will go up and your total outgo will go up. So if you have the money, just finish off your debt. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to keep paying interest on it? Because interest gets compounded. Don't underestimate the power of compounding. Interest will compound like anything if you have a longer tenure loan still. So if you have money, if you have emergency funds, a sizable chunk of emergency funds, and at the same time, if your salary is impacted or your business income is impacted, then you should look at your emergency corpus, withdrawing your emergency corpus, and then continuing to pay these EMIs. Till the time that your financial, your job situation or your business income situation stabilizes.
Okay. Thank you so much for these details, Kezad.
My pleasure, Kirtana.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Your Money and COVID-19 special series. Do tune in to our other episodes and learn how to manage your money wisely. If you have any other questions for Kezad, he'll be happy to answer them. So write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.